Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Shkalim, Daf Ches, and we are on Zion Amabez by the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Just to mention one point, we're going to get back to the Be'ez Hashem in the future dafim relating to Meiser Behema. But again, the Mishnah had said that there's an inverse relationship between Meiser Behema and the case of children, the case of the Achim Hashutafim, that when are their chayiv and kelbon when they're putter from Meiser Behema, and the chayiv and Meiser Behema when they're putter from kelbon, we'll see exactly what that's referring to in terms of when they split it up, and the kelbon is only if you are doing for your own, but if you're doing for someone else, then you'd be putter, but the halacha by Meiser Behema is that shutfin are putter as well. There is a big discussion, one halacha relating to Meiser Behema, and that is the sugyas of kafatz echad hamenuyin. That's the case in the Baba Metzia, in the Bavli, on Davav Mabez, where the Gemara discusses kafatz kulan peturin. If one counted out Meiser Behema, we know you count it through a fence, one, two, three, you count it all going through, and then when what happens if one of the ones who are not number 10, right, because one is pater, two is pater, three is pater, nine is pater, 10 is chayef. And then, so if one of the number six jump back over the fence, and then you don't know what the, you know, what to do now. So says the Mishnah Mecharos, which is discussed there by Messiah Davav, kavatz echem and amenuyin letochan kulam peturin. They're all pater. They're all pater. The whole 4,000 sheep are now putter because one of the minuyin has already been exempted. So now that is mixed into the group, so they're all putter. So all the Rishonim wonder, why are they all putter? Why are they all putter? As Tosfos there, but Messiah Vavim Abayis Tema, Lil Vatel Baruba. Why don't you say Bittel Barov, V'lechayv Kulam B'Meiser? They should all be chayv in Meiser Behema. Taha, the Davar Shemiminyan, Lo Batel, Hainam, Midrabana. Number one, Davar Shemiminyan. You want to say something that is significant and counted independently is not bato, that's a dindurabanan. The kavua nami ain't shayach, what davar she isra davar nikarm yaduin, also the principle of kavua, called kavua kamechsa mechsadam, is only when, isra and heter are nikar and yadua, and you don't know mezim and lakach, but here it doesn't apply that way. Ubir yanami lo havi, he's also not a birya. Stosis goes and just gives a couple of suggestions that you can't say, and he does not answer the question. They say that, you know, why is it? Why kafas echman emanuyim? Why are they pathers? There is a Shidduk Ubetzes there in Bamitzia, which quotes the Rush. And this is a much quoted Rush in this sugya. And that is Va'od Yesh Lomar. Tekivan dechazinan dafilu hecha diyochol asur bimanavshach pater mishum asiri vaday amar rachmana velo asiri safek. There's a din. It has to be asiri vaday, not asiri safek. It has to be certain tenth and not maybe tenth. Via filu kiamrinon, called the parish beruba parish, asiri safek mikri. That's the key line, right? Even if you want to say bittel barov called the parish beruba parish, that doesn't make it vadai. That doesn't make it certain. Ela shah Torah hitira safek zeh biisurin kidechsiv achrei rabban lahatos v'nefach isur lahatar adei bittel barov. What is the Rush saying? We know there's a big discussion in various sugyas, one being Rove. How do you look at Rove? When we say Bittel Barov, does that mean that the Isser has disappeared and it all becomes Mutter? Nefach Leheter? Or do we say we don't know, but the Torah says this is what you should do? Right? What we call Birur or Hachra, you might say. You know, do you say Mavara that the Rove has clarified and now they're all viewed as Heter? Or no, this Isser mixed in here, but the Torah says each one of them you're allowed to view as this is Heter. And it relates to the big machlokas we've shown him in Hilchos Taroves. If I have a Bittel Barov, if I have one non-kosher item that got mixed in with five non-kosher items, so it's Bittel Barov, so it's Mutter. Am I allowed to, is one person allowed to eat all those pieces of meat? One person. So you know the person is, quote unquote, for sure eating not kosher. So some Rishonim say, it's batel, and they could all be eaten, but not by one person. Other Rishonim say, no, they could all be eaten even by one person. And Rashi says, no, you gotta throw one piece out. Gotta throw one piece out. Another opinion says, one person can eat it all, but not at one sitting. right, all different opinions about how you look at, how do you look at Bittul Barov, and how much does the Isser Nefach Leheter. But the Rush here says clearly, you do not say it becomes Vadai, Mutter. Right? What does he say? It's still called Asiri Safik. And therefore, if you have a din that requires certainty, that requires Vadai, so then this is not, Rov is not good enough. So that's a very important shita in this sugya, in Bat Metzia Davav. The Torah allows you to eat it, right? Because that's good enough. Acher Av Lahatos. But to say it's Asiri Vadai, not Asiri Safik, that we don't go so far. That's the Rush right here in the Shidmu Kubetzes. To answer that question of Tosfos relating to Meiser Behema. So Meiser Behema came up there. There's more about Meiser Behema, but we'll leave that for future Dafim when the Gemara talks about it. Okay. So we're on Zion Mabez by the Mishnah. Avapisha Amru Vechulu. So the Mishnah had, the past two Mishnayas had two statements about Katanim. Right? The first, the Mishnah had that by a Katan, we are not Mimashkein. Right? That was what the Mishnah said on Zion Amad Aleph. Avapisha Amru. Ein mamashkin in nashim vadim ketanim. So we are medayik that we're not mamashkin. We don't take from the katan. We won't be in the mamashkin. It's the highest level of taking, right? Collateral. We're not mamashkin, but mashba that we are toveya, that we do ask them. That's the next level down. We're not mamashkin, but we are toveya. And what did this mishnah say? This mishnah says we accept from ketanim mashba that we're not toveya. Right? There's three levels. There's mamashkin, toveya, and makablin. Right, so the two Mishnayos said we're not mamashkein and we are makabel. So the diuk from both of those are opposite. So that's what the Gemara asks here. Avish amru halotvo ain't tovin. It says we accept mashba halotvoa, but to ask them ain't tovin, we don't. But now that's a stira. Hachadomer tovin, vachadomer ain't tovin. So do we ask or do we not ask? So the Gemara says ksubis. The Gemara says. The answer is kampish hevi shei cyrus, kampish alo hevi shei cyrus. It depends how old, if there's physical maturity, as we saw in the last year as well. If the child has physical maturity, shei cyrus, so then we say toveya. And if not, not toveya. That's what we said also in the three levels, if you remember, back on Davav Mavez, we had the three levels in the Gemara explained by the Tikkun Chadatin, the three levels of Akatan. Akatan that did not bring shei cyrus were not toveya at all, as we just said. Havish Day Cyrus were Toveya, Bukod is Achiv of the Rabbanan. Let's assume like the Rishonim that say the Katan here means under 20, right? And then above 20, so then we are Mimashkin. We are Mimashkin. Okay. Amar Rebbe Ba. 2 days now in the Gemara. When our Gemara said, getting back to the other parts of the Gemara, our Gemara had two statements regarding Goyim or Quasi-Goyim. The Gemara said that we don't accept from Goyim, right? That's what the Gemara said. Nachri v'akusi shashaklu ein makablin mehen. Now we're going back to discuss the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, right? So the Gemara said, Kusi and Goy, we're not makabel from, Machzas HaShekel. And then the next line said, we're not makabel from them, right? Karbanos that are mechuyev. Chatos, Hashamos, Kinezavim, Vizavos, Venidos, Vyoldos. So it's clear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says explicitly, on the first line, we'll call that the Reisha and the Seifa. The first line, it says, you can't accept Machzas HaShekel from Goyim, from Gnachri, or Kusi. And the next line says, we also don't accept from them, Kinei, Zavim, Vizavos, Chatos, Vashamos. Who's the them in the second statement? That's going to be 2 days in our Gemara. Is the them going on both categories of Kusi and Goy, or is it only going on Goy, and you accept from Kusi? That's the 2 days right now in the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Ba. Tiftar, Command Amar Rebbe Ba says, the second line that we just referred to is talking about Goy and Kusi. Goy and Kusi. Says the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Ba. Tiftar, Command Amar, Kusi, Kegoy. So our Mishnah must be like Kusi, has the status of a non-Jew, meaning Kusi, Geire, Arayos, Haim, as the Lashon in elsewhere. That even originally when the Kusim, when this nation came, when the king of Ashur put them into the land of Israel, when he was exiled the Jews, and he put them in, and these lions came, and they were forced, in quotes, to accept Judaism. So even originally, was it a faulty acceptance, and therefore there wasn't real Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and therefore they're Goyim, they have the status, or there was a Kabbalah, right? Gabriel is saying that's the Machlokas Tanoim elsewhere. So it's referred to here. So Rabbi Ba says, our Mishnah must be referring to the sheet that says, Kusim are like Goyim, this Palgun, Kusi Kigoy, Divri Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kusi Kisro Lachodavar. Right? So machlokes is Rabbi Yerushalayim Gamliel. So Rabbi Ba, which is Rabbi Abba, so it must be that our Mishnah holds Kusi as a guy. And that's why not only do you not accept Machza Shekel from them, but also the second line. Chatas, Asham, Kinei Zavim Vizavos, that also is referring to both Goyim and Kusim. And Kusim, because Kusi has the status of a non-Jew, because his Kabbalist mitzvahs is lacking. Amar Rebbe Elazar, or Rebbe Lazer, no, disagree. The first line of the Mishnah says explicitly that Goyim and Kusim are excluded. They can't agree back to the Shekel. But regarding the second line of Chataz Lashamos, Rebbe Elazar says that that is only excluding Goyim. But it is excluding Kusim. Masnisa begayim, that second line. Habakusim lo, Kusim, you would be able to accept Chatos, Ashamos, and the Kinim. Vitani Kain, and after all, the Bryce says, Adam, at the beginning of Ayikra, Adam Kiyakar Mikem, Adam Larabos is a Gerim. Adam is including Gerim, and that includes all Gerim, says Rebbe Elazar, even the Kusim. Mikem, the next line, Adam Kiyakar Mikem, that's an exclusion. Mikem, Lahotzi Esamushim Adam. That excludes those who don't believe. Those who don't believe in Meshumar, a Mumar, and he cannot bring those. If you don't believe in it, it's not going to work for you, and you can't bring it. So that is Machlokes. How do you view our Gemara? The principle, the aspect of Kabbalah's mitzvahs in a Geirus obviously is crucial. The Mefarshim point out, if there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs, then the whole Geirus doesn't make sense. But it's not looked at by all Rishonim as one factor amongst other factors. But if you look at the Rambam's Lashon of what ingredients are needed for a geirus, the Rambam says in Parak Yud Gimel Hilchos Yisurei Biya, "Bishlosha dvarim nichnusu Yisrael labris." Bnei Yisrael became Jewish, right? The only national conversion in history when Bnei Yisrael became Jewish. So we entered with three ingredients: b'mila, v'tevila, v'karban. Those are the three ingredients of a mila. Mila haisa b'mitzrayim, shnemar v'chol ara lo yochal bo. Right, you can't eat Korban Pesach without a bris mila, so we got bris mila in Mitzrayim. Mal osa Moshe Rabbeinu, shekulam bitlu bris mila b'Mitzrayim, chus b'sheva levi, alzei amar bris chayin saru. V'tfila haisa b'midbar kadam matan Torah, and tevila, we all went to the mikvah. Somewhere in the midbar, there were mikvahs for millions of people. Right, so we went to the mikvah. Shnei amar v'kidashtem hayom machar v'chipsusim losam. V'karban, Kishenemar, as it says at the end of Mishpatim, Vayishlach is now Rebbe Nei Yisrael, Vayalu Olos, Al Yidei Kol Yisrael Hikrivim, on the behalf of all Klal Yisrael. Vachein Ladoros! And we know, we learn Hilchas Geirus from Matan Torah. Also for future generations. Kishayirtse Hagoy Likanis Libris. Listen to this Lashon of the Rambam. Kishayirtse Hagoy Likanis Libris. Ulis Tov Iftachas Kanfei Yashchina, when a guy wants to be Nichlas Libris. And come under the wings of the Shechina, Uviyakabel Alav Ol Torah, and he will accept the all of Torah. If all that is true, then tsarich mila v'tfila v'artzos karbon. Then he needs all these ingredients. So the Rambam does not have Kabbalah's mitzvahs as an ingredient. He has it more as background. Well, first him say, it can't be that it doesn't require Kabbalah's mitzvahs, does he? Right? You don't require Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Isn't that the whole point of a ger? But that's the background of the Rambam. But there is a discussion whether Kabbalah's mitzvahs is how it's viewed. Somebody gave me a sefer last year, sefer from a Rav in Dallas. MS Vatzedek, a huge discussion of, it's all about Hilchos Geirus. Commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Geirus, and then Simanim. So he discusses what exactly has to be, accepted within the Kabbalah's Geirus. Part of the discussion is, we'll get back to that, is the sugya of Ger Katan. The Ger Katan sugi and ksubis daf yud aleph or so Ger Katan mapilin osa al das bezdin. Right, we're matvil, we put the baby or the child in a mikvah al das bezdin. And the question that the Ritva asks there is, where's the Kabbalah's geirus of the child? Where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs of the child? The child has no das, so we're making him Jewish. That's exactly why this geirus is midrabanan. Somebody showed him say. And that's why when he becomes 13, we have to open it up to him. And that's why some say, V'yesha Pirshu, says the Ritva, Shein Girizel, Ami Devrayim. And that's why you can go back. Most Rishonim don't say that. Most Rishonim say it's a Daraisa, but, right? But the question is, how do you get out of the Kabbalah's Geiris? So that's what the Ritva says. The Pirish Rashi Shavios of Avivimal Abirs Lagairo. Ava Bishlon is Gairo Haim. The Ava Bishub ain't Bodas Klau. The Koshikin Kshish Lodas, Vulbo Babayaspo. Lafuki Koshi ain't Bodas, says the Ritva. Afa gab de ger ba alma be inan she yodi uhu kalos vechamuros. Hahu le mitzvah ve'eno la'akev. Whoa. Lechatchila? It's only a din lechatchila. The Kabbalah's mitzvahs. V'hacha de la bar hodahu eno ma'akev. And here it's not, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's lechatchila. So the Mefarshim explained there must be a difference between Kabbalah's mitzvahs and hodah's mitzvahs. Right? To know about it and to have acceptance. Right? Hodah's mitzvahs, the Beis Din supplies the Kabbalah in this case. And there's no need for hodah, right? It has to mean that Kabbalah is needed to be Jewish. It's not, what's not ma'akiv is knowing every detail, the hodah of every single mitzvah. That's what the, there's big discussions of hodah and Kabbalah. Another suggestion for the Zim Kubetz's Derek Supis is that it's ma'akiv when it's possible. And when it's not possible, it's not ma'akiv. Meaning when you have a gadol that could be makabal mitzvahs, then it's ma'akiv, and of course. But if it's not a kavas, we have this child, so then it's not ma'akev. What does that mean? Why is it ma'akev? So maybe what it might mean is that it's not that you need a positive Kabbalah. You just can't have an ikuf. You can't have a rejection. For a gadol, if a gadol doesn't say, I am a kabel, that's basically a rejection. We interpret that as you're not interested. Because if you have the possibility of being makabel positively and you don't, so it must be that you're rejecting. But a child, a baby, who does not have the ability to be makabel is labar das, but he's not accepting doesn't reflect that he's rejecting. And therefore that's why it might be a possibility. The Ger Katan also might be different. Maybe Bezdin is doing the Kabbalah. Bezdin supplies the das, zachal adam shel b'fanav. Okay, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an important detail in this discussion, but that's this machlokas here about the Kabbalah of the Kusim. By what type of Kabbalah it was? What was it a Kabbalah at all? Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now. So Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Elazar. Isn't our Mishnah against Rabbi Elazar, right? We just had 2 days. Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that our Mishnah, remember 2 lines. We have 2 lines in the Mishnah. You don't accept Machzah Shekel from Goyim and Kusim, and you don't accept from them Chatos and Hashamos and Kini Zavim Vizavos. So who's the them in the second line? So Rabbi Elazar says it's only Goyim, not Kusim. Only Goyim referred to in the second line and not Kusim. So says the Gemara. So Goyim can't bring a Chatos and an Hasham and a Kini Zavim Vizavos? What's the Havamina? It's not relevant to them. Masisa pligar balazar. Ein makabu miyadam kine zavim, kine zavos, kine yolos. Chayesh kine zavim vizavos bagayim. Right? Do goyim have any type of kine zavim vizavos? They don't have kine yoldos. All that, those halachas don't apply to the goyim. So what are they talking about? Shabbos. Mesech Shabbos. What are they, so obviously that line can't be referring to goyim. Right, it has to be referring to Kusim, right? Because at least Kusim are in the world. So the Gemara says, doesn't that line prove their Boaz is wrong? Because that line must be talking about the Goyim. It must be talking about the Kusim, at least also, like Rabbi Ba says. So the Gemara says, Ella, what? So what, you're telling me that the first line is referring to both Goyim and Kusim, and the second line is only referring to one, not the other. El Aresha Begoyim Vesefa Bekusim. You telling me the first line is talking about Goyim and Kusim, and the second line is only talking about Kusim, because that's the only one that it's relevant to. But I was explaining to Tiklan Chadatin here, the Iker Limudim of the Mishnah seems to be talking about non-Jews. That's the first one mentioned in the first line. Goyim Bekusim. So to say that the second line is only referring to Kusim doesn't flow so well. Look at the Tiklan Chadatin. On the left side. Reisha binachrim, klomer, binachri vakusi. But the first line is about both. Diktani, anachri vakusi shishaklu. Ein makalam yadam vakoya travayu. That's going on the both lines. Vesefa ktani nami ein makablam yadam. The second line that says you're not makabel from all those others. Umuk bisla vakusi lechuda. You're telling me that that's only about kusi. The second line doesn't flow, says the Tikkun Chadatin, explaining the Gemara. I amrit bishlama, if you say the seifa bin nachri, kidemuki lar balazar, if you say it's talking about a nachri, and the Gemara is saying basically, you're right. it's not relevant. Chatas and Asham and Kinei Zav and Vizavos. But I don't know, what if a guy decided he wants to bring hold the halachas of Zav? And that's what's being referred to. So then I understand the flow of the Mishnah. Lo tikshi lacha resha binachri vakusi v'seifa binachri lachud. That's fine. V'lo mairi vakusi hanitfal linachrim b'resha. Kusi is the secondary limud in the Mishnah. After all, goy is first. So it says goy vakusi, and the second line is about goy. That one I would understand. Ava l'migra ha'ikr, but to undo the ikr limud of the Mishnah. Hainu nachri, da aschil bei kasha. Says the Tiklan Chazitin, that's the Gemara's question. To say the first line is about A and B, and the second line is about A, you can understand. But to say the first line is about A and B, and the second line is about B, which is the tafel category of limud, that doesn't flow so well. It's not a bomb kasha, but that's what the Tiklan Chadatin says is the question of the Gemara. So, Elarisha Bagayim, say Bagayim, what's the opposite? So Gemara says, yeah. Cain, switch the two words. Cain, who? Resha Bagayim, say Bakusim. Yes. That's not such a strong question to say. It's talking about the second case. But again, Machlokas here about that. So the Gemara assumed, which is true, that Tumah V'Tahara does not apply, although these halachas of Zav and Zanida Yoles doesn't apply to Goyim. Doesn't apply to Goyim. That's an important detail that the Gemara in Shabbos talks about in terms of a different halacha. A different halacha. And that is we know that a baby boy gets his bris milah on day eight. On day eight. But there is a question, the Gemara says, maybe based on the juxtaposition of the words in Sefer Vayikra and Parshat Tazria, the fact that Tumas Yoledes is right next to Uvayom Hashmini Yimo Basar Alaso. The Gemara says, has a suggestion on Kuf Lamed Heyam and Aleph in the Bavli. The Gemara says, the name of Rav Asi, Kol She'imo Tmei Aleda Nimo L'Shmona. A woman who is Tamei Leda, who has Tumas Leda, 7 days for a boy, 14 days for a girl. So whoever is Tumas Leda, that bris milah of their son is obviously it's talking about a boy. Kol she'imot tmei aleda nimol shmona. Kol she'inimot tmei aleda einimol shmona. But a baby of the woman is not tmei aleda einimol shmona. Who's not tmei aleda? Cesarean section. Or the baby does not come out derech rechem. There's no tumas leda. So according to Rav Asi, a baby boy born cesarean section gets his bris milah on day one. Day one, the day he's born. Shenamar isha kisas riyav yalda zachar v'tama uviyam hashmini yamom basar alaso. That's Rav Asi Shita. Because of the halacha of tumas leita next to bris milah, that's why day one. Amar le Abaya says, what are you talking about? Doros harishonim yochichu. The earlier generations will prove that that's wrong. Meaning day eight has nothing to do with tumas leita. Why? Doros harishonim, what does doros harishonim mean? Sara imenu. Right? Or anybody before Maimed Har Sinai. They did not have the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara yet. Maybe they have the status of non-Jews, B'nai Noach, were they super B'nai Noach? That's a big discussion. But they didn't have the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. And Eini Motmei Aleda, V'Ni Malashmona. Right? There's still Bris Milah. Yitzchak Avinu had his Bris Milah on day eight. And everybody until Maimed Har Sinai had their Bris Milah on day eight. Even though there was no Tumah V'Tahara. So you see, there's no connection. But the whole assumption of the Gemara is that there's no Tumas Leida unless you're Mitzuveh. So Goyim don't have Tumas Leida. And maybe Jew pre-Matan Torah didn't have Tumas Leida. So Abaya argues. What is Rav Asi answer? Amarle, Nitna Torah v'nischat shahalacha. The magical phrase. Nitna Torah v'nischat shahalacha. Don't bring me kashas from before Maimon Har Sinai. You can't ask any kashas from that. We've discussed often the Rabbah and the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf. And elsewhere. But what's fascinating here is that what do we paskin? Like Abaya, like Rav Asi. So the Rush says it's a sveka d'dina. We don't know who to paskin like. So therefore, we're machmer both ways. Right? If a baby is born on baby's cesarean section, my oldest, I did not have a pigeon on Ben, because my oldest was born cesarean. So what day? It wasn't born on Shabbos. But if cesarean section, baby boy is born on Tuesday, the bris milah is not that day. Because maybe the halacha is like Abaya, so it's on day eight, so you have to do it the following day. But if a baby boy is born cesarean section on Shabbos, the bris milah is the following Sunday, right? It's not on Shabbos. It's not docha Shabbos, because maybe the bris milah is not supposed to be next Shabbos. That's a milah shelo bizmana. Only milah bizmana is docha. Maybe today is the milah bizmana. So we don't know who the Paskin like, so we're machmir both ways. Don't do it too early and don't do it on Shabbos. Right? So, but the assumption of that is the discussion of Tumas, Tumah V'Tahara does not apply in that case. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hei. Okay, so we continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bitchila. Once we're talking about Kusim and the like, right? We had earlier that the Kusim are not included when we had the Pasuk of Lo Lanu V'Lahem, right? Will be this binyan. We had that earlier, and now we're going to get back to that discussion. Right, we had it here on the bottom of Zion Amad Aleph. We had in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we said that the Zeh Klal, though if it's not Nedav and Adava, we're not Makabal from them. And it's Befurish Ayde Ezra. Lo Lachem Velanu Livnos Labes Elokeinu. So once that comes up, we go into a little discussion of that halach. Amar B'yachan B'tchila in Makabal and Mehen, Lo Davar Mesuyam Velo B'davar She'enim Mesuyam. B'tchila, what is B'tchila? Karban Eida. B'tchila Sabinyan. When you're building a Beis HaMikdash, right? When you're building a Makam Kedusha, you do not accept from them, from Nachrim, Lo Dever Mesuyim, Stam Cash, something that's not identifiable, and Lo Dever Shein Mesuyim. You don't accept, again, this is the part of the big discussion of accepting it's stuck at charities from non-Jewish sources, from sources that they might be over the Avodah Zarah. Going to be a discussion. We're not going to get into so much Lamaisa now. But the Gemara in the context here is you don't accept from them because you assume, based on the pasuk that we just said from Ezra, that they wanted to be able to participate at the beginning in order to then be able to kind of slow down the process, to be able to get their hand in to then cause problems. So that's why at the beginning you don't accept anything. Lo Dever Mesuyim, Lo Dever Sheinu Mesuyim. And that's the, right, the Karban Eida. Shema Lerifyon HaMalacha Miskavnin. Maybe they're just trying to be mechavein to slow down the work. Ubesof, but later on in the once the thing is the structure is built and just to upkeep temple upkeep mekalamehan, then you can accept davar she'enu mesuyam, something that's not recognizable. Meaning it's not that the person could say that's my piece and I gave that right ve'em mekalamehan davar hamesuyam, but you can never accept a davar hamesuyam, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, at the beginning, you can't accept anything because maybe they're there to slow down the process, to get a hand in. And basof, later on, you can accept something that is not mesuyam. Rishim and Lakasham, Rish Lakash argues, no, you can never accept anything. Bein betchila, bein basof, ema kalamehan, lo davar mesuyam, lo davar shein mesuyam. Rish Lakash says, you cannot accept anything from, let's say, at least kusim. Nachrim, again, that's a big topic. Says the Gemara, Masisa, Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't the following brisa against Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, who you can accept, Dover She'ena Mesuyam, later on, for Bet HaGabayis. Why? Because the brisa says, Ein Mekalimhan Hektors L'Nudav Bet HaGabayis. You cannot accept for temple upkeep. Is that against Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says, no. One of two possibilities. What's the brisa talking about? Patar La Bein Betchila Bein Basov U'Bavad Dover Mesuyam. Maybe this price is talking about something mesuyam, something that is recognizable to belong to whoever gives it, and therefore, that's why you're not allowed to accept it. Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Dever mesuyam is not allowed. And the gra here adds in a line. The gra adds in a line. If you see on the side, I go, it's like gra. Upater la bitchila, or the price is talking about at the beginning, shafilu ma'osav, yolichem liam amelach. Right? At the beginning, we said, even dever she'ena mesuyam, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you cannot accept. So Rabbi Yochanan would interpret the price as one of those two contexts. Fine. Next, back to the Gemara. Masvisa, the following Mishnah in Arachin, Pligar, Rishim Lakish. The following Mishnah argues in Rish Lakish, right, that talks about Arachin and Nidarim. So the Mishnah there says, HaKol Shavim She Nodrin V'Nidarim. Everybody agrees, both agree, that a guy could be Noder and Nidar. So what does Noder mean? Doesn't Noder mean that you could give? Could give the to something, and Rish Lakish says they can never give anything. No, patela ola. Rish Lakish would say, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? They can give a carbon ola if they want. As we've said, a guy can give a carbon ola right to the base of Mikdash. So Gemara says nicha nodrim ola. That's what the word noder means. Nidarim ola ma? Question mark. Right. But what about the word nidar? They could be nidar. So what does that mean? Noder means they're actively being noder. What does nidar mean? If you want to say it's, they can't be a carbon ola, right? So what does that mean? No, there must be Bisha'amar Yisrael. This is the case that's being referred to over there, Nidar. Bisha'amar Yisrael Harei Alai Ola, where a Jew is walking by, and he says, I hereby accept to bring an Ola. Harei Alai Ola. Vishamo Goy V'amar Mash'amar Ze Alai. I want to do what, I'm not speaking Hebrew, you know, so I want to do what he said. I want to do what he said. I guess I understand what he said, but that's the case of Nidar, where the guy overhears. So again, Reish Lakish would say that he holds his shita, that you cannot accept from them for temple upkeep, even. Here we're talking about is a private carbon that he's bringing individually. He's allowed to bring carbon ola. Remember, ki beisi beisfili yikare l'chal ha'amim. The psukim in Yeshayahu, when the kimitzion teisei Torah, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and all the psukim of inspiration, a lot of those are said by non-Jews. Will be said by non-Jews that Yerushalayim will be the place that everyone will be amazed and inspired by. Look at the Shir Shel Yom for Monday, Shir Mizmor LeNekara, Gadol Hashem Hula Maod, Bir Elokeinu. Right, there's like six or seven names of Yerushalayim out of the 70 Shir Shirim Zuta. The Medrash quotes 70 names of Yerushalayim. Five or six of them are right there in the Mizmor for Yerushalayim, but that's, according to some affirmation, that's going to be said, Lasilavo, or maybe it was said in the past when kings came to Yerushalayim and they were just amazed. Exactly what we heard about, right? It's even more than that. Just read the psukim and you'll see that. So again, they come and they want to bring an ola, so then we accept that they can bring this ola. Shlamim, we said, if you remember, is machlokas tanon, whether they can even bring a shlamim, but at least a carbon ola they can bring. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Rav Hashem, and then we'll continue with the Eino Mevi.